It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skip.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The people most responsible for the oil spill in the Gulf and its aftermath showed up at this year's meeting of the Southern Governors Association. It's being held in Birmingham, Alabama, and the governors who did not show up say a lot about the challenges facing the states along the Gulf. NPR's Debbie Elliott is there.
The three top officials dealing with the oil spill, BP's Robert Dudley, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, and claim czar Ken Feinberg, came to reassure Southern governors that they are on the job. Dudley says engineers are close to permanently killing the well, but he says that won't be the end of this saga.
Much, of course, remains to be done. The capping of the well has led to speculation that BP is now prepared to pack up and go home. That's not on my agenda. We have said we will make this right, and we will.
He says the company will only be able to restore public trust if it does what's necessary to restore the region. BP is a lead sponsor of the Southern Governors Association. Alabama Republican Bob Riley was the sole Gulf Coast governor on hand to question the panel. Others, including Louisiana's Bobby Jindal and Haley Barbour of Mississippi, were back home commemorating the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which the region is still struggling to overcome. Riley says that's telling about what lies ahead in the wake of the oil spill.
When you look back over the last 5 years and you begin to understand that we're still dealing with so many things that we thought would have been completed by now, I think that that is a great prelude into a conversation about where do we go from here.
National Incident Commander Thad Allen says the federal response will soon devolve into a regional recovery structure.
What we are basically trying to get to with every state and local government entity is to decide how clean is clean.
Riley says the first step to economic recovery is to get money in the hands of people who have lost income due to the oil spill. Ken Feinberg took over the claims process a week ago and says he has already authorized $6 million worth of emergency payments to 1,200 individuals. The biggest obstacle, he says, is a lack of documentation to show what's been lost. Feinberg acknowledges time is the enemy.
Nothing will judge this program more than the speed at which I process the claims. And my dilemma right now that I've got to confront, not Governor Riley and not the governors and not the attorneys general, is how to deal with the absence of proof.
Governor Riley says that should have been figured out by now.
I mean, we've been having this discussion now for going on 3 months, and the immediacy of this problem to the people that are most affected, they need relief and they need this now.
The governors will look to the future today in a session with White House officials. The states want to know the administration's plans for lifting a moratorium on new deepwater drilling. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Birmingham.